Yes. Well, you know about sorghum cane, I guess. Mm-hmm. Folks used to feed that. We did to hogs. And, mm-hmm. Well, mostly green cane, we threw it into hogs, but I had a cow that got out and ate that junk, and she got a lot of that stuff hung in her throat. Instead of me calling a veterinarian, I had a good friend that was a vocational teacher, and he had helped me in so many ways that I depended on. So I went over and got him. He come over and brought some of the boys. And this, hey, you could see it in this cow's throat. There's just a big knot down there, and he's cutting her breath off. She's just fixing to be gone. He took a stick and rounded this stick off on the end, and I believe he grieved it. And he pushed that on through down to the stomach with this stick, and the old cow got all right.
Just like pushing something out of a pipe or something.
Yeah, that's what he done.
My goodness. Well, you know, this friend of mine, this veterinarian, said that he had to be real careful when he reached down in the horse's throat, because he said, I didn't know this now, as much as horses as I've been around. He said that the back teeth that a horse has are just like razors. And he said that if he just touched one of them with his arm or something, it would cut him, and then he'd get infected, so he had to.
Well, I didn't know that either.
And have you ever seen anybody file a horse's teeth?
Yes, sir.
That sets me up.
My brother used to, and I say he did, well, mostly he did. He treated a lot.
Yeah.
And a young man. Went through the pack, and you could hold a hog, it didn't matter how big it was, so that's right.
Well, now, that's exactly what he's got. He doesn't have any kind of fancy tool or anything. He's got a piece of wood, a big wooden handle. It looks like a hammer handle or an axe handle. It's maybe a little bit longer, that long. And he's got a little fine chain loop, and he puts the, he pulls the horse's lip out, and puts that chain there and twists it, and you can just hold that, and if the horse starts moving around, you just twist it a little bit, and he'll stop and just stay.
Well, that's the way a hog will do. They won't buck against that chain.
Well, then when you put the rein in the nose, what do? Is it sharp, and you just run it through there? I've never seen that.
You never saw no rein. These, you know, the nose has got two openings.
Yeah.
And these reins was made special to go in there. You would get these rings in your ring setter,
mm-hmm.
and you would push it in there and you just turn it down. Well, these ends of these things that went through the flesh, when you would get them down as far as the ringer would press them, they fit together and they just smooth it. Didn't bother the Howard your man.
And that kept her from rooting up the pack.
Well, it would until she got out. Now, there's a year or so, maybe. They'd root and mess with them, try to root. Finally, they'd come out. You'd have to redo it.
I didn't know they would ever come out.
Well, they will.
See, you know, I thought they were permanent once you put them in there.
No, we just, now, pigs. We used to ring pig's nose just going to keep the top hog. Well, they'll stay that long. But these sows, you see, you keep sows one year after another.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
About a year, about as long as I ever had a ring, and they was heavy too.
You know, this veterinarian friend of mine, does a lot of tail cutting. People that raise pigs now, where they don't raise them out, they raise them in a house, a pig house. And